The mother of Lachlan Jones has denied accusations of body dumping, a fake alibi and neglect during the inquest into his death. The three-year-old Gore preschooler could not be revived after he was found in a council sewage pond just over a kilometre from his home in January 2019. Two police investigations found Lachlan accidentally drowned after wandering off. But Lachlan's father has disputed these findings. A coronial inquest is underway in Invercargill to work out what happened. Our Otago Southland reporter Tess Brunton is attending the inquest and filed this report.
The inquest is the first time Lachlan Jones's mum, Michelle Officer, has spoken publicly about his death. She says her whole world was destroyed on the night he died.
Lachie was such a bright wee boy. He was so loving. He was my world. I just loved him so much. I just wish I was with him.
She described her son as a fearless young boy who was a good climber and a fast runner. The lawyer for Lachlan's father, Max Simpkins, suggested Lachlan was killed hours before Miss Officer reported him missing, alleging she disposed of his body at the sewage pond.
You then left the depot and then organised the disposal of Lachlan's
body. No way! That is just ridiculous. Don't say that stuff. It's absolutely false. I'm not going to let you say that to me.
Mr. Simpkins pressed her on Lachlan's health, suggesting ongoing problems and multiple trips to the doctor could be examples of abuse or neglect. Michelle Officer told him not to say she neglected her son, telling the inquest she took Lachlan to the doctor any time she was concerned. Max Simpkins says his criminal investigations expert, former FBI agent Karen Smith, believed Ms. Officer visited a friend's house on the day Lachlan disappeared to create a fake alibi.
Her opinion is that you went to Debbie's to create an alibi for you. What do you say to that?
No, Lachie was with me. He knocked on the door and then you went round to Debbie's house and tried to make her change her statement. You went in there in false pretences.
I think you should confine yourself to answering the question, please.
Lachie was with me.
Ms. Officer's testimony laid bare the gulf between Lachlan's parents. She said she consented to an autopsy of Lachlan's body, but his father, Paul Jones, opposed it. She said Mr. Jones was abusive and manipulative, and at one time there was a protection order against him. He is expected to give evidence during the inquest. Emotions were raw as Mr. Simpkins asked Ms. Officer why she did not call out for Lachlan while talking to a 111 operator.
I was looking for him.
You didn't yell out once Lachie's name because he'd already passed. Correct?
Sorry?
You knew he'd passed and that's why you didn't call his
name
out.
No, I didn't. I did not at all. I thought we would find him.
Counsel assisting the coroner, Simon Mount, KC, also asked Ms. Officer about comments she made on the 111 call.
What were you referring to about I can't do this anymore?
I felt like collapsing. My brain. I felt like I was going to collapse. I was in freaking turmoil. I just wanted to just collapse. I couldn't find him. That's why I just couldn't do it anymore.
Coroner Alexander Ho said he was grateful for her testimony.
This process is about Lachie. I know it is tough to revisit the events of that day, but the answers you have given me will help me in answering the questions that I have to answer and which you know have been aired.
The inquest is scheduled to run for 3 weeks before a second phase in August.
That is our Otago Southland reporter Tess Brunton reporting there.